each bird even sings. The high price, low lives, red bodega roses, you and me.
Patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Morning news update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall, then blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Mansabar. I know you love the thing you got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Bye. My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot. My name is Mark Thanks-a-Lot.
Shop. Comic celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks. She's a waitress and she's got style.
Thank you. 1985's Psycho Candy album.
That's the Jesus and Mary Chain with The Hardest Walk. Wrapping up that set of music. Before that, from the Lust, Lust, Lust album from 2008, The Ravenettes. The Ravenettes with their song Blitzed. Also played the title track from Belle and Sebastian's Boy with the Arab Strap, and start off the entire set with Lou Reed. Lou Reed from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every Friday evening and or Tuesday afternoon at this time. Yeah, same show, just two different days, and people call me the Mockster, so I play My Name is Mock, because call me Mock. I answer to that. Got a fun-filled show programmed for you this evening. We're making it up as we go, but we'll let you know we got some new music to play. We've got some requests to play. We've got some old music to play. We've got a mock to do in 3 hours. In 2 hours, we'll do a Oh, we'll do a radio calendar. We'll do a radio calendar. We'll do a music calendar. Yeah, see, all sorts of stuff to get you going on this Friday evening, or I must say, maybe Tuesday afternoon. Hey, you know what? Tomorrow would mark number 69 if you were still with us today. What birthday? Whose birthday? I'm actually talking about Joe Strummer.
In Trash City on 40 Avenue, I got a girl from Kalamazoo. In Trash City on the transit line, I put you on hold, but you're looking fine. In Trash City, I
searching for light in the darkness of insanity. Oh yeah, I ask myself, is all hope gone? Is there only pain, hatred, and misery? Oh yeah, and each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing. Spirit gets so downhearted sometimes, sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusting? And where is the harmony? Sweet harmony. Cause each time I feel it slipping away, it just makes me want to cry. Love and understanding. Oh,
so funny about said love, yeah. You must have peace. More peace and love. It's just for the children of the new generation.
From their 1974 album, The New Favorites of Brinsley Schwartz, that was indeed Brinsley Schwartz doing the original version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Now, the song itself was actually penned by Nick Lowe. Nick Lowe was the bass player in Brinsley Schwartz, and it's interesting because Brinsley Schwartz, if I can actually say the gentleman's name, is an actual person, and they also just kind of named the band after the person. So, and Brinsley, after the band broke up, he actually joined Graham Parker's The Rumor for a bit and then played in some Ducks Deluxe and stuff like that. And I think we all know what Nick Lowe did in his solo career. Hopefully, if not, just that's what the Google machine's for. Before the Brinsley Schwartz, how about The Damned? The Damned. I went back to a Peel session that was recorded back in May of 1977. Stretcher Case, the name of the song. Penned by Brian James and Rat Scabies. As far as writing credits go. Before that, how about some Eddie and the Hot Rods, Do Anything You Want to Do? Love that song. Start off the entire, speaking of loving songs, started off the entire set with some Joe Strummer with some help from the Latino Rockabilly Band from 1988's Permanent Record soundtrack, song Trash City. I enjoyed it when it first came out. I actually have never seen the film, but I got the soundtrack because as I looked at that soundtrack, just let me, for my own pleasure, review who's on this soundtrack. So Joe Strummer already has 5 songs on the soundtrack. Then the Bodines were on there. The Godfathers were on there. The Stranglers were on there and Lou Reed. So, yeah, a young Moxster. And I know it came out in 1988 because, as you might know, 1988 was the very first year the Moxster did radio. Got himself on the radio. And that was brand new at the time. And I was like, wow, this is fantastic. Now, the other songs, the Eddie and the Hot Rods, the Damned, and the Brinsley Schwartz, I played that specifically because this weekend marks the 45th anniversary of the very first punk festival that was held in Europe. Now, it took place in France in a little town called Mont de Marsan, if I can even slaughter that any worse. And it took place in a bullfighting ring. So those three bands were at least three of the bands that I found out were on that bill. And think about it. They call it the first punk festival. Let's see. The Damned, Eddie and the Hot Rods, and Brinsley Schwartz. How many of those are punk bands? But 1976. That was a little out there. Even though Brinsley Schwartz was more of a pub rock band, but I digress. Hey, you know what? We're talking about that. We were talking about that permanent record soundtrack, and by we, I was. And did you know today marks the 81st anniversary of the killing of Leon Trotsky? Happened down in Mexico by a Stalinist. And you know what? The Stranglers, who were on that permanent record soundtrack, actually wrote a song about it.
Whatever happened to Leon Trotsky?
I feel
That's The Wedding Present, tackling the Isaac Hayes classic Shaft here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, we did lose Isaac Hayes back on August 10th of 2008, so like 13 years ago, but I wanted to play that because if Sir Isaac were still with us today, today would be his 75th birthday. Some Velvet Underground before that. I'm beginning to see the light from their self-titled album. Also played some Trotsky Ice Pick, the name of the band, Trotsky Ice Pick, doing their cover of Television's Venus de Milo. As I start off the set, I told you that Leon Trotsky did get an ice pick to the head as he was assassinated by a Stalinist in Mexico on this date back in 1940. And start off the entire set with a song the Stranglers wrote that just starts off talking about Leon Trotsky. What do you think of that noise? You want to know what that curious noise is? Well, guess what? You can actually tune into Noise Theory to find out. Discover new and disruptive sounds with your host, Liz Mayday. It's Mondays at 3 and again Thursdays at 4 right here on WRCT. And you know what? If you want to ever see Liz do the thing live, do the noise live in her own way, you know what? She's been holding down Saturday nights at Arsenal Lanes for like the last 6 weeks at least. I know she'll be there this Saturday, next Saturday, and future Saturday. So you might want to check that out. Speaking of Arsenal Lanes, the Mock Show, I've been popping back in there DJing every once in a while. In fact, I think I'm going to bring back 80s, 90s nights. I was doing them on Thursdays, and I'm just trying to get my schedule organized to make that happen again. As long as this Delta variant doesn't keep rearing its ugly head. We got about, let's call it 12 more minutes before the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. I mentioned a couple sets ago how Joe Strummer, if he was with us today, tomorrow would be his 69th birthday. Another artist that we lost about 11 years ago, back in 2010, was Doug Feiger. And Doug Feiger's birthday would be today, and he would be turning 69 as well. Now, Doug's got a brother named Jeff, who's an attorney that maybe you've heard of. Doug went to high school with a guy named Don Was. Doug also had a great little power pop band called The Knack from 1979's Get the Knack. It's Good Girls Don't here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
She's your adolescent dream. Schoolboy stuff, a sticky sweet romance. And she makes you wanna scream. Wishing you could get inside her pants. So you bend her sides away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. So you call her on the phone to talk about the teachers that you hate. She says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home till late. There's a ringing in your brain, cause you could have swore. You thought you heard her saying, good girls don't. Good girls don't. But she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. And it's a teenage sadness. Her at last, and you're waiting till you think the time is right. Cause you've heard she's pretty fast, and you're hoping that she'll give you some tonight. So you start to make your play, cause you could have swore you thought you heard her saying, good girls don't, good girls don't. What she'd be telling you, good girls don't. But I do. And it's a teenage sadness and pain.
I'm gonna make some money. Got it all. I gotta be.
from their new album, The Speed of Sound. That is Manchester, England.
Last orders.
What's the name of the song?
Last orders.
Oh, yeah, the song's called Last Orders. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mach. We are 1 hour in and three to go. But before I get into anything else, I should tell you what else was in that set of music. Before the Museum of Tomorrow, how about the Jam? Played some Jam with Beat Surrender. Also, Sorrow's in there from the Love Too Late album, the real album, recently released on the Big Stir record labels with Play This Song on the Radio. So Arthur Alexander, I did that for you. I played this song on the radio. The Knack in there from their 1979 album, Get the Knack. Doug Feiger would have been 69 years old today. Played Good Girls Don't. Gets us to where we are now. Yeah, we are just past the top of the hour. A couple things I want to remind you of. First and foremost, the coronavirus hasn't gone away. So if you've been vaccinated, that's awesome, but you still have to be safe. Seriously, putting distance between yourself and others is still very critical in slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here's just some ways to stay in contact without that physical contact part. You can send a text. You can set up a video conference. I know, we're all at all screened out, but maybe make a post on social media. You can also dedicate a song on the radio. You can do that at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, keep in mind, if you have symptoms of a fever, a dry cough, shortness of breath, you should be calling your healthcare provider before going into their office, your office, the grocery store. You know what I'm saying. For more information, go to coronavirus.gov. Because if we all do our part, that's all of us do our part, we'll try to get this thing under control. Brought to you by the Ad Council and your good friend, the Mockster, here at WRCT. You know, Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings. They specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPACK or SPACBrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or SPAKBrothers.com. You know, it was this week back in 1983. So what's that, like 38 years ago? A song cracked the top 10. It made it to number 9. And I think it might have peaked at number 9. I haven't confirmed that, but I know it at least cracked the top 10. And when it did that, it created the oldest living songwriter, who was 95 years old at the time. Yeah, if you're thinking, I know what you're talking about, Mockster. Yeah. Taco, his cover of the Irving Berlin song, Putting on the Ritz, got to number 9 in 1983, making Irving Berlin the oldest living songwriter at the time. He was alive in 95.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting on the Ritz. Dressed up like a $1 million trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or umbrellas in their mitts, putting on the Ritz. Have you seen the well-to-do up and down Park Avenue on that famous thoroughfare with their noses in the air? High hats and arrow collars, white spats and lots of dollars, spending every dime for a wonderful time. If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits, putting on the Ritz. Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes and cutaway coat, perfect fits, putting
sitting on the Ritz, dressed up like a million-dollar trooper, trying hard to look like Gary Cooper.